Bastila was sitting in the living room when he got home, watching Holovids while she waited for him to return. Revan wondered if she'd been waiting long. He hadn't told her where he was going, and he hadn't told her about sending Candorus off to investigate the Mandalorians. He just hadn't seen any point in worrying her if there was nothing she could do to help. Now that they had a plan, however, he was eager to share it with her. He just had to be careful how he explained it all. "Sorry," he said as he crossed the room and bent down to give her a kiss. "I didn't know I'd be so late. You shouldn't have waited up."
"That's okay," she said,
taking his hand and pulling him down onto the couch beside her.
"I couldn't sleep."
Still holding his hand, she turned to face him.
"I've got something to tell you," she said.
"Me too. Big news."
"I bet mine is bigger,"
she said with a faint smile.
"That's a bet you'd lose," he warned her.
"I'm pregnant."
Revan was stunned into silence for several long seconds. When he finally managed to speak, all he could say was,
"Okay, you win."
Revan couldn't believe he hadn't noticed Bastila's pregnancy earlier. Though there were no visible physical signs of her condition, it should have been obvious. The instant she'd told him, he'd clearly sensed the life growing inside her through the Force.
"I must be getting senile in my old age," he said, caressing her still flat belly.
"You've had a lot on your mind," Bastila reminded him. "And you haven't been sleeping much."
It was still too early to tell if it was a boy or girl, but it didn't matter to Revan either way. He and Bastila were going to have a child. It was the happiest day of his life. There was just one small problem.
"Talk about bad timing,"
Bastila murmured, echoing his own sentiments. Once he'd gotten over the joyful shock of her news, he told her about his meeting with Candorus.
"I have to do this," he said softly. "It's the only way I'm ever going to find out what that vision actually means."
"What if you don't find out?" Bastila countered. "Your nightmares are fading. Maybe in a few months they'll stop."
"Maybe," he agreed, though he didn't believe it. "But I think these are more than just old memories bubbling up. They're a warning. Even if the vision stopped, the threat they represent would still be out there."
"Haven't you done enough already?"
Bastila asked, her voice rising slightly.
"You saved the Republic from the Mandalorians. You saved the Republic from Malak, and in return you had your identity destroyed and were ostracized by the Council."